man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. Another incredible 24 hours to cover here in tonight's program. We'll be joined here by our co-host in Canada, the international advisor to the sponsor of the show, the American Freedom Party, Paul Fromm. Paul, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And George on the East Coast in the U.S.
Good to be here, James.
One big story, of course, has to be included today. The Republicans in the Senate failed to pass a repeal and replace of Obamacare, and I think this actually was fortunate, I think the Republican Party dodged a bullet because they responsibility for the currently failed healthcare system in America will remain on Obama and on the Democrats, and it will not be become a albatross around the neck of the Republicans.
James, I heard that this morning from Donald Trump, and I'm a little skeptical. People elected the Republicans to fix, among other things, to fix Obamacare, to get rid of it. And they've got a majority, they've got the House, they've got the Senate, and they've got the presidency. You know, they've got to deliver. I think people are going to you can only blame the Democrats so long. That was Obamacare. The Republicans said they were going to they would get rid of Obamacare if they were elected. They got the majority. They're going to have to deliver, in my opinion, or they'll be blamed.
Well, here's the way it. I'm just looking at it here, and anybody in the audience out there who's followed this more closely today than I have, correct me on any mistakes I make. The Rand Paul. You know, the Republicans with a 52-seat majority could only lose two votes.
Right.
They lost four. And the two new votes added, well, let me get you up to speed here. Rand Paul had said because the bill was too full of government pork, and that's not the right word. It was too much of a nationalization of medical care for Rand Paul. That's very good reasoning, and Rand Paul is a heroic person. Then Senator Collins of Maine, she, for exactly opposite reasons, felt that the bill did not have enough nationalization of medical care in it for her. So this is the Scylla and Charybdis that Donald Trump was between. The bill was not right-wing enough for the Rand Paul types, and not Democrat enough for the Collins types. But then, too,
hey James, I'm just so glad you brought it up. Yeah. Two words: Susan Collins. End of rant.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So now we'll see what we can do about changing the personnel in the Republican Party. But then two new names came in. They were Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah. He's a right winger. And Senator Jerry Moran, Republican of Kansas, also on the right. They announced their opposition on Monday night. And so that was the end. That was the end of that. And I say fine, move on to other subjects, move on to rebuilding America, move on to the things that Donald Trump can get done right away, like rebuilding our infrastructure, getting a much better tax system in place, getting the border wall. It has been started. The funding has been started and the planning has been started. But get the crews on the ground, starting at least a few hundred miles to begin of the border wall, et cetera, et cetera. And then get off of this tar baby, repeal and replace Obamacare. Yeah, Paul. I don't think it's
this program is certainly politically incorrect.
It's the tar baby.
Zippity doo dah, zippity a, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Well, if folks, if you remember Uncle Remus and the tar baby. If you don't, well, it just tells you you're not as old as Paul and myself.
Or if you don't remember, you're culturally deprived.
Yeah, that was back when Disney was Disney, which ain't no more. But anyway, it was good
when men were men and homosexuals were in the closet and not in command positions in the armed forces.
Yeah, speaking of command positions in the armed forces, here's some good news. Donald Trump announced more great appointments today. And by the way, folks, every day, as I said, at whitehouse.gov, you got to put that in your bookmarks, whitehouse.gov. Donald Trump gives you a full presentation, which previous presidents have never, this has never been done before. You find out what he did that day. It's imagine yourself doing it. It's impossible. He just throws in so many meetings and important decisions and announcements and things. Today he announced some appointments that are very important. Here's one. New ambassador to Russia, Governor John Huntsman of Utah. The distinguished career as a politician, diplomat, and businessman. Blah, blah, blah. Twice elected governor of Utah. And he and his wife, Mary Kay, are the parents of seven children. So John Huntsman to Russia. Very good. He also announced a new commissioner on the Securities and Exchange Commission, but I'm getting down here to another, an ambassador to the Republic of Cameroon, not too crucial, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, term there, and here's a good one, Michael Dorson of Ohio to be an assistant administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, what I like about this guy is he is a fellow of the Society for Risk Analysis. I like the sound of that because what that means is science, not cult magical thinking about global warming, science about what's actually happening. This is going to be a very good assistant to Scott Pruitt of the EPA. And then here's another one, maybe the best of the batch, I don't know. Joseph Kernan, to be Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. He's got two kids named Sean and Shannon, does Admiral Joseph Kernan. And boy, do I like his, on his Wikipedia page, there's a list of his medals. It's too long for one page. You have to scroll to multiple pages to get all the medals that he is entitled to wear on his chest. And some of the things, just to show you what kind of caliber of people Donald Trump is picking for key positions, surface warfare officer in the Navy, Navy Special Warfare SEAL, Commander Navy Special Warfare Command, Commander U.S. Naval Forces Southern Command, U.S. Fourth Fleet, retired U.S. Navy Vice Admiral, graduate of the Naval Academy and National Defense University. And then going over here, let me find him here. He's got, Bronze Star with two Gold Award Stars and a Combat a V, Legion of Merit, Defense Superior Service Medal with two Oak Leaf Clusters, Navy Distinguished Service Medal with one Gold Star, Distinguished Defense Distinguished Service Medal with one oak leaf cluster. Man, his uniform must weigh a ton. And the combat action ribbon, on and on down. So there he is. Looks like a really good pick. And then what else have we got here? The things he did. He met with the president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić. And, you know, he just squeezes that into a one-hour slot in his day. He, let's see, what else did he do? Well, here's another thing that is offered at whitehouse.gov. It's called West Wing Reads. Now, Donald Trump, the Oval Office, is in the West Wing, which is not the, that's the added-on part to the White House. And that's where Steve Bannon's office is, in the West Wing. The West Wing Reads is a list of articles that Donald Trump and his team think were good coverage, good articles in the last 24 hours. So that's an excellent place for you to go. You want to look for something to read, go to West Wing Reads at whitehouse.gov. And then Donald Trump today also had a luncheon with service members, and various conventions he met with. He did more of the Made in America product showcase, which I didn't get to mention this in the pictures of Donald Trump in the Made in America showcase that we listened to the other night. I looked behind Donald Trump, and there were a bunch of Fender Stratocaster guitars and, you know, Harley Davidson motorcycles. Really a neat, a real showcase of things that are really, you know, definitely born in the USA products. And the Fender guitars really grabbed my attention.
I got one.
What's that?
I have a Fender Precision Bass. I sleep with it.
There you go. There, I'm looking at that picture now with the Fender guitarist behind the president. So all good news there. And now let's go to the bad news for the white race, but it's good news that it's finally getting covered. And this media war, we're winning this media war. These things have been going on, of course, all this time, but they weren't covered. Here it is. An example from Germany. Migrant sexual assaults mar German summer festival. Shocking violence against police and 1,000 strong riot. So let's go to that story. Here it is. A German folk festival in Schöndorf in Baden-Württemberg was rocked this weekend by riots and a number of sexual assaults by men police describe as, I love this euphemism, coming from migration backgrounds.
In other words, foreigners.
That was pretty
good, James. Yeah. I want to come from a migration background.
This makes all the sexual euphemisms of the Victorian era seem almost cute, you know. Well, yeah. They do everything but tell you the truth.
Yeah. But you know what? You got to give them credit. They're making progress because that's better than youths.
Okay, youths.
Youths. On Saturday night, at least we now, you know, if you see coming from migration backgrounds, at least we know, you know, we can fill in the rest. Let's see. They arrested a bunch of 17-year-old asylum seekers from Afghanistan accused of sexually harassing German women. More Iraqis are arrested. Die Welt informs us. On the final night of the festival, police report around 1,000 young people. There you go, Paul. There's young. We finally got to it. Young people rioted and rampaged. And well, of course, they're not young people. They're Somalians, Afghans, Iraqis, Syrians, etc. Africans.
They shouldn't be there. I mean, that's the problem. They should not be in Germany.
Yeah. During the course of the violence, gangs of young men, numbering 30 to 50 each, roamed through the town center armed with knives. oh, gee, Germany's turning into a wonderful place. Police spokesman Ronald Krutz said the violence against the officials was frightening. And he blamed, the large consumption of alcohol for the violence.
Oh, I see. Not racial hatred of white people. No, then too much. Oh, wait a sec.
I thought that sounds very Muslim to me.
No, these people are Muslims. I thought they weren't supposed to be drinking. It's we're living in an insane.
How's that work, Paul? Gee, pardon? We need to go to the nearest mosque and drink up.
Yeah, that's right. Give them a brewski.
Migrant sex attacks at German festivals are not a new phenomenon. Last year in Bremen, there were 24 cases of sexual assault during a multi-day cultural festival, and all five suspects in the case were migrants from Afghanistan. One witness at the festival, this is the one in Baden-Württemberg, said the attacks were widespread, saying, wow, get this. Okay, folks, look at how... You know, bad news for the white race if this were to go on, if this were to continue. But it's good news for us. This is going to be explosive. Wait till this sinks in to your fellow Saxons, folks. Wait till the Saxon is aroused here to anger. Get this. One witness at the festival said the attacks were widespread. Quote, I would say definitely more than half of the women, of course, this would be beautiful German women, folks, who are at this show, and they, of course, they'd be beautiful young women. Okay, this is who shows up at a festival. These are our future. These are our future. These are our brides, mothers, daughters. These are the reason we have a civilization. This is our job, is to protect them. More than half of the women who were at this show were touched by these types.
Ah.
Can you believe that? So half the women get sexually assaulted, and he says at least half the women. So the here in Germany, if you're a girl or a woman, it's not safe to actually be in public anymore. There were other sexual attacks at another festival in Essen, and then similar to the attacks that occurred in Cologne.
And Angie Merkel should be reelected in a landslide.
Yeah, okay, here's another one. The reporter here says the music festivals also have become targets for radical Islamic terrorists. And he gives us an example here, one at which a Syrian asylum seeker tried to enter a festival. He was turned away at the entrance. And so when he was turned away, he instead chose to blow himself up near a nearby restaurant, killing himself and wounding a dozen others. The joys of diversity. And Paul, I think you mentioned it. There was a bit of the joy of diversity came up here to the North Country in Minneapolis, where a Somali he was made into a police officer. Okay, and the mayor of Minneapolis gushing about how wonderful it is. Oh, we have a Somalian police officer now. Well, this guy yesterday killed. I'm laughing at the absurdity of the whole thing. Of course, it's very tragic. A beautiful blue-eyed blonde Australian tourist had called 911 for a disturbance, and the responding police officer, which was a Somalian, shot her in the stomach and killed her from inside his squad car, and he fired across the face of his partner. Imagine, being inside a car. This is really professional police work. And the partner said he was, stunned when his partner fired right in his face. But it ended the life of a beautiful white woman. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Well, we're betting here on the Trump phenomenon that the good times are not over for good. We're rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. But Donald Trump has slowed the snowball down. On this last story we were just reporting, this whole refugee nonsense, insanity, is a legacy that Donald Trump has to deal with and we have to deal with in this last story. Here's more detail here. Again, Breitbart. Breitbart's telling us this. You wouldn't get this on the lamestream media. And by the way, Rush Limbaugh said, one of you out there in our audience called me to tell me that Rush Limbaugh has announced on his radio show he doesn't even read the New York Times or listen to ABC or NBC or CNN. He doesn't even bother with that crap. Wonderful. That's exactly what we need. Here it is, Breitbart telling us the Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed an Australian woman is a young Somali American who felt called to work in law enforcement after getting a college degree in business. And by the way, folks, I guarantee you, the social justice warriors were holding this guy's hand all the way, you know, sitting there helping him with his homework and you name it. 32-year-old Mohammed Noor joined the police force 2 years ago. He is among more Somalis hired in recent years as the Minneapolis department tries to diversify. To those in Minnesota's Somali community, he was seen as a role model, and his hiring was celebrated.
Oh, my gosh. He comes right out of the drug and gun culture that the Somalis that destroyed Somalia and many of them brought to Canada and to the United States. He's a role model. Oh, my God.
Yeah, imagine. Now, get this. Imagine a white police officer doing this. It's impossible. Now, there's more detail here. What is her name? Justine Damond, D-A-M-O-N, Damond. Was a meditation teacher. Boy, there's a violent person. A meditation teacher. She thought there was a sexual assault going on, so she dialed 911. She did the white thing. She went to the driver's side of the police car to communicate with the responding police officers. So she's standing at the driver's side door of the police car. This Somalian is sitting in the passenger seat of the police car. And imagine this, folks. You know, if you've ever fired a gun, he fires his gun across the face of the driver into her stomach for no reason at all.
So he's on the passenger side. The woman is beside the officer who is the driver. He fires from the passenger side past the driver and hits this young woman probably at the bottom of the window in her stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy should be taken out and shot.
Yeah. Now, folks, if he's not tried for murder, folks, I mean murder, not manslaughter, not, you know, whatever, involuntary manslaughter. No, murder. What's the highest level? First degree, third degree, whatever the highest degree of murder is. He murdered this Australian woman and he should go to jail. And let's watch this case. Let's see whether Mohammed Noor actually, I wouldn't be surprised with the political correctness of Minneapolis if he keeps his job. I wouldn't be surprised. But let's see. I mean, there's no question. And of course, if this were a white, it's inconceivable that a white police officer would pull out his powerful service weapon and fire in his partner's face at a beautiful blue-eyed blonde from Australia. So she's probably talking in Australian. Little bit
James,
of
I couldn't even imagine an ordinary American black police officer doing that. I couldn't imagine a Hispanic American. I couldn't imagine anybody doing that. What kind of a psychopath? I mean, why isn't he immediately rushed to Leavenworth or Alcatraz?
Yeah, he's on paid administrative leave, and but let's see what happens in this case, and in the cases of thousands in Germany of the same ilk. Let us go to a little break here, and then we're going to Mike in Arkansas.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning into our Trump Phenomenon program here on Tuesday, July 18th. We got the date, July 18th, 2017. We'll go to a call, our first caller here. George sends me a message here. He's got to run. So, see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow night, George. And thank you very much. We'll go to Mike in Arkansas, after one more news item important to all the, listeners here. These rallies that Donald Trump is staging, these are brilliant rallies. And he's got another one scheduled for next week, July 25th. So that's in 7 days from now. That would be a Tuesday, I guess. Yes, a Tuesday at the Covelli Center in Youngstown, Ohio. That's a brand new, pretty new center, 10 years old, in Youngstown, Ohio. Donald Trump will be there. Capacity 7,000. You can be sure there'll be more than 7,000 people packed into the Covelli Center. And the Covelli Center was built through the efforts of Jim Traficant, Congressman Jim Traficant. So this is Traficant country, Paul.
Oh, good.
This is going to be one fired up crowd.
I knew Traficant.
Oh, personally?
Yep.
I never got to meet him.
He was a great man, and you know, he suffered very, very seriously.
Yes, he did, folks. You know, they tried to kill him, and in a way they did, because you know, if you're in prison, your life is being shortened. Everybody who's been in prison says that's the story. And they tried to kill Jim Crawford Camp. They couldn't right away, but we lost a great hero in Jim Trafficant. And, Paul, would he be excited about the Trump revolution?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be all over it, folks. And so he's along with Merle Haggard and Jim. Merle Haggard and Jim Trafficant are up there looking down on and whooping and hollering. about what's going on right now. So we'll cover that in a week, folks. That'll be huge. Now, Donald Trump, since he's been president, he's had these great rallies. This is such a winning formula. He's had a rally in Melbourne, Florida, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You remember rallies in Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, and a last huge successful one, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And what's he doing? Well, it's really obvious. He's campaigning for his program. He's also campaigning for re-election in 2020. And he's showing that he's made of real metal. That because this is very risky stuff that he's doing, going in front of these huge crowds. He is risking his life repeatedly. He doesn't need to do this, doesn't have to do it, but he's doing it. So this is a pattern. We see a pattern here. Here he is in 6 months. He's done six of these rallies. So every month he's doing a giant rally, and that will be very exciting. Let us now go to Alaska, not Arkansas. Mike in Alaska, you're on the air.
James, regarding this German stuff, I speak fluent German, and I lived over in Baden-Württemberg, and well before the migrant crisis invasion. And it was still bad then, and I even had them attack me. They just hang out at train stations and at the S-Bahn, the streetcar, so stuff like that. Luckily, nothing bad happened to me, but that was way before. That was when it was 1/20th the amount of people that are there now hanging out. So, but I did want to say regarding the mentality of the average German, it's very easy for us to look that direction, and because maybe we have a different view of what that country is based on what we've read or heard, which is the way I went over there. I had a different impression of the average German than what I found when I got there. We have to be careful with that, because the average German man or woman is not quite what you were describing earlier, and they're quite more left than the average leftist, the average SJW here. So this madness will not stop. And yes, Merkel will get reelected. And I'm against it. I like what you're saying. But we get ourselves into trouble when we pedestalize, for example, the German women. They're not, this current day and age, they have a lot, everyone has a great potential when they exercise and eat healthy to look great. I truly believe that. They haven't been doing that. They're not blonde, blue-eyed, beautiful. You're talking about Eastern Europe right now. Now, 100 years ago, perhaps, but we need to not do that, in my opinion. It's your show, but in my opinion, because I'm telling you, if you had them right there in the studio with you and you started talking to them, they would just tell you about how, I mean, they've had a lot of them write letters where they say, I apologize to my rapist from Afghanistan, yeah. Because
Mike, I'm going to agree with part of what you said and then disagree, if I may, just a little bit on another part. And the part I agree on is, yes, it is important to be realistic and not be a moonbeam about the fact that the German people have been really heavily beaten down and brainwashed by their controlled media. Yes, it's bad. And they will, you're right, they will reelect Angela Merkel, as incredible as that is to seem. But remember, we reelected Barack Obama, which is worse. I don't know. And but as far as the beauty of the German people, I would put it this way. In America, like here in North Dakota, 50% of our bloodline, 50% of the genes, the people you walk through the streets of North Dakota and the fields, 50% of those genes are directly from Deutschland. We are a very German people here in America. Maybe a quarter of our genes are German in America.
Right.
And the beauty of the German people, this is not a question of whether, you know, whether the women are, you know, staying in shape or this or that or the other. The beauty of that gene pool is it doesn't matter whether people are snacking too much. The genes are beautiful, and the German people are beautiful. So they will, however they've been beaten down, we have to save this gene pool. We have to save, a future for ourselves, by preserving our genes. We can always, you know, get back in shape or do this, that, or the other. But if we lose our genes, if we are invaded, it's curtains for us. And so I understand it's important. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I pushing back on that a little bit. I brought this up with Mike Rivero the other day. I found the 1959 MetLife body mass index guidelines. Mm-hmm. Now this is MetLife Insurance Agency, and this is official, you know, what people should weigh. But back in 1959, the average American woman, white woman, they did specify white woman, was 5'3" tall and weighed between 110 and 123 pounds. In 2002, not 2017, that's 163 pounds.
Well, so yeah, I understand. This is, but Mike, nothing follows from that. In terms of our program as patriots, nothing follows from that. In other words, if the men are out of shape too, but that's
true.
Preserving ourselves, we don't get into you know, inflict white guilt on yourself. You know, we're not perfect, therefore we deserve, you know, something, or we're not worthy. No, we are worthy. We're very worthy. And our future generations are very, very worthy. So out of shape, in shape, immaterial to the mission of preserving our race. And it's understandable. Paul's talked about this, how cultural Marxism works. If you beat people down and demoralize them, well, yeah, they'll head for the junk food. And there are all kinds of things that demoralized people do. It's a vicious downward spiral. And our job, Mike, is to break that spiral. And so if you've got, if you've got somebody out there that's demoralized, with this show, we want to encourage them, you know, encourage them about the beauty of our race. I like what Donald Trump said in Kaczynski Square. We write symphonies.
Right.
And with that, the Polish people went wild. Because he's saying we are great. We are incredibly great. We are very beautiful people. And that's what people need to hear. And not being beaten down by the diversity officers at their workplace into being afraid to open their mouths. So, Mike, I agree. Yes.
They're really pushing the fat acceptance, healthy at all weight stuff. The only reason I bring it up is this, not to beat anyone down. It becomes more dangerous to have children at such a weight, and also the desire for the man, whether he's in shape or not, in any such relationship, to then fix the demographic issue by saying, hey, baby, you're looking great tonight. It goes down. So we do have to fix that to fix the demographics. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, you know, when we raise the morale, and Donald Trump has said that, if America, you know, in the Made in America campaign, he said, if we can make things in America, we can make America great again. It's all a process. We're reversing, as Steve Bannon said, Paul, he said, we're deconstructing the administrative state. We're reverse engineering. We're reversing what the left has done to us. So as we raise morale, as we get our jobs back, as we close our borders, people who have more hope will, in fact, take better care of themselves, and you know it'll all come together for us. And
Trump is pushing that with Melania. If you look at Melania, he is the archetype of fertility and strength. And he's got. I mean, we haven't had a president with a son in 25 years in the White House. He's got two. or three. So he's got multiple children. The wife is older. She's still looking great. And
well,
she's Eastern
and
European.
I like this. I like about this about Donald Trump with his relationship to white women. All three of his wives have said quite clearly they still love him, and they all consider him to be a great father. And all of his children love him. So you can't ask more of a man. And the so he's, you know, he is giving us a good model in that department. And speaking of your mention about taking care of ourselves, President Trump, if you're listening into the show tonight, boy, do we love you, sir. But I'll tell you what, go easy on the Coca-Cola. And
he used to be in better shape. You can look at his old athletic stuff, and he used to be in much better shape. But I can guarantee when he is dating, when he was a kind of a wild guy back in the day, I guarantee you he would say, hey, put that cookie down. Hey, put that Coke to other people,
well,
too. I mean, you don't get to the top by accepting all things. He discriminates in all regards quite clearly about what, you know, beauty and strength and things like this. And
right. She
went with him for other reasons. She doesn't worry about the Coke. He's got $5 billion. But we just have gotten so far away from those
I think he's
facts.
I think he's basically, yeah, he's still got a good golf game. I think he's basically fit and so on. But you see, he's one of us. He's like us. And as his administration goes on, his morale is going to go up, too. And so I watch him. I'll bet you he'll be doing some push-ups. And you'll see him, jogging a little bit around the White House.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
I'd like to say something about what Mike said.
Yes.
I agree. Not so much. I don't have an opinion on the overweight. There's also a problem. Those statistics go back to just after the Second World War. People are much better nourished, so they tend to be bigger and therefore heavier. But the point about what some German women might say is unfortunately true. They have been beaten down as a people, maybe not quite as much as he has said, but some very close people we work closely with in Canada who are German expellees are in despair at how politically correct their relatives are. In fact, videographer Alfred Schaefer, who's Canadian, but he has German citizenship, he and his sister Monica were visiting some relatives in Germany last June. And when they simply showed a little video where she said, sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust, because growing up as a brainwashed person in Canada, she blamed her parents. Well, why didn't you do anything during World War II? They were German. And she now has learned a lot and has a completely different point of view. Well, the relatives were so scandalized, they shrieked hysterically, threw them out of their house, and said, you don't want to make Germany great again. You want to destroy us. It's scary how brainwashed those people are. Some of them, many.
Yes, on a personal note here, my ancestors came from Baden-Württemberg. My middle name is Walrath, which is a German name. I've done a DNA test with Ancestry.com. I'm one quarter German.
Me too. I'm from the same part of Germany.
Yeah, and my ancestors were in stupid white on white warfare. They were driven out of the Rhineland faults by the 30 Years' War, and but yeah, that's my homeland too. And but it's little known. It's not known well enough anyway that America is a very German nation. Right after our English ancestry, our German ancestry is right up there at the top. And our kinship with Germany is pretty extraordinary. Paul, I like what you. I think you have a very good appreciation. And folks, Paul is an international. Why is he our international advisor with the American Freedom Party? Because he really knows the world. Working now on his book on South Africa, having made three pilgrimages to South Africa, three fact-finding tours. The first one, maybe not so much a fact-finding tour, back in what, 87?
Yeah, and what you're saying about the concert, I had a report from Günter Decker today. Günter has done time in German jails for being a member of the NPD. That's the New Democratic Party in Germany. They're, you know, kind of anti-immigration and right center. He once did 7 months for translating one sentence by American engineer Fred Leuchter, who was speaking in Germany about detention camps in World War II. He's an expert on execution devices, and he analyzed so-called gas chambers in Auschwitz and said they could never be used for that. But anyway, for translating one line, Deckard got 7 months in jail.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll return to that theme and maybe one more story right after our final break. Stay tuned, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Boy, do we need it. And we're back, folks. We only have one more segment. I want to give you something very encouraging, parting thought here. I just saw it myself. This happens in the show. It's such live radio here, folks. You can tell, you know, I'm Googling and you know, searching during the show and so on. I just hit upon a real gem here. This is great news. There's a new book out. It hit the bookshelf. It hit the bookstores on Tuesday. I don't have my copy yet. Shame on me. It's a book by an enemy. Joshua Green is not no friend of the American right, but he's got a book out. It's now number one on Amazon. Devil's Bargain. Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the storming of the presidency. Oh, do we need this book? Devil's Bargain, and the cover art is a picture of Donald Trump with both hands on the shoulders of his good friend, Steve Bannon. From the reporter who was there at the very beginning comes the revealing inside story of the partnership between Steve Bannon and Donald Trump. Remember, folks, it's number one. This is big. The key to understanding the rise of the right, the fall of Hillary Clinton, and the hidden forces that drove the greatest upset in American political history. Based on dozens of interviews conducted over 6 years, Joshua Green spins the master narrative of the 2016 campaign from its origins in the far fringes of right-wing politics and reality television to its culmination inside Trump's penthouse on election night. So, I'm in such a hurry to get this. I'll probably order the Kindle edition and then also the paper edition. This is great news, and it's going to help. It's definitely going to help. If this is number one, it's really going to help Steve Bannon. And here's a little tidbit. There's another Breitbart article on this. Well, in this book, Joshua Green gives a key role to Breitbart. He says Breitbart was absolutely crucial to Trump's victory. And here's another interesting twist. Joshua Green, thoroughly analyzing everything about the election in great detail, 6 years of work. Guess what's not in the book? And this is really embarrassing the left right now, Paul. There's not a mention of Russiagate.
Oh, my gosh.
There's not a mention.
You watching CNN wall to wall? That's all there is.
In other words, Joshua Green, who studied everything in great detail, he writes the book, he puts it out, and he fails to notice that in fact, Russiagate, of course, folks, is a hoax. The reason it's not in Joshua Green books is because there is no Russiagate. It's all BS. So he didn't include it in his book. So this is really interesting. So he's trying to do a cover, CYA right now by doing interviews saying, Russiagate. I could have, should have covered that. But no, it's not even in the book. In other words, he was right there. It wasn't going on. There's no such thing. But it's a great book. We'll talk about it. I think I'll get a copy by Kindle. We'll talk about it on the air right here tomorrow night. I know you can't wait. Paul, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
See you all tomorrow night with Devil's Bargain.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.